This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Friday, November 29. Shall we go on sinning? Our reading comes from Romans chapter 5. Consequently, just as one trespass resulted in condemnation for all people, so also one righteous act resulted in justification and life for all people. For just as through the disobedience of the one man, the many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, the many will be made righteous. The law was brought in so that the trespass might increase. But where sin increased, grace increased all the more. So that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness to bring eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin shall no longer be your master, because you are not under the law, but under grace. A worshiper at a Navy chapel commented, "My favorite part of the worship service is the assurance of pardon. Then I know I'm good to go for the next week." A weekly reminder of God's grace inspires him to continue living for Christ. As Paul warns, though, it's important that we do not take God's grace for granted, as if grace simply gives us a license to go on sinning. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, a World War II martyr, agreed. He taught against cheap grace, or preaching forgiveness without requiring repentance, because God's grace for us was so costly. God's Son, Jesus Christ, gave up his life to save us from sin. Paul asks, "What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?" Of course not. That would disrespect God's grace and cheapen Jesus' sacrifice. I'm reminded that when I was a boy, the worst scolding I could receive was, "We didn't raise you that way. My folks didn't sacrifice so that I could just misbehave." Yet we still fall short. So when we do, we must confess our sins and profess our faith in the Savior's sacrifice for us. Remember, baptism unites us with Jesus' death and resurrection, setting us free from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. Paul isn't calling us to cheap grace, but to the richest life possible in Jesus today. Pray with me. Father, forgive us for times when we've taken your grace for granted. Spirit of God, keep us from sin, so that we may walk the way of life with Jesus. In his name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.